Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. $22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We'd like to empower you. That's what we're going to do. Oh, we got a great show. Magical Engineer Frank and I got a great show. We're going to be talking about the doctor boycott. Mm-mm. Have you not noticed this? Well, it's growing. And also, we got a ton of stuff we can also talk about if we get through that. We can talk about how to avoid overeating, especially if you want to lose weight for the summer. We got lots to do. And a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. And I hope you are too. Hit the knees, seeking the Lord's face, because mind the time, it grows short. Well, today's devotional is from Psalms 41. And if you want to be blessed by the Lord, King David tells you one of the things you can do. Blessed be the man that considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth, and he will not be delivered into the hands of his enemies. Well, that right there, is a seriously cool and valuable blessing. Goes on to say the Lord will strengthen him upon his bed if he draws sick. So, you know, strength coming through illnesses, protection from your enemies. Hey, I'll take that. Yeah. So, mind the time it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker. Let's see, Japanese researchers, they're into their artificial intelligence. Now they've got something they think they're on the verge of a mind-reading artificial intelligence. Yep, Japanese researchers published this new study. It is brain activity, they say, can be evoked into visual stimuli, whereas artificial intelligence technology has been used actually to predict with serious accuracy, according to them, exactly what people are thinking when they look at pictures. So the idea was simply to find out through the eyes of the artificial intelligence robot what humans themselves were thinking when they were looking at certain pictures, and it just shocked the researchers. They said it was surprisingly effective and accurate. So complete thoughts. They're wanting to know your every thought. Moving along in the quack report, if you want to perform mentally and physically better, they say beetroot is the herb to eat, the food to eat. These are studies, a couple of them, on how the beet can improve your mechanisms of action in the body. All the body systems get impacted usually by blood pressure, and also heart health and cognitive function are impacted. So they say one root can help you there. Beetroot has a lot of healthy components to it, has a lot of minerals as well to support, the system. And so the studies are determining that it's probably the natural nitrate in the beet that is doing great things. So they're trying to make supplements out of it. I just say eat beets. All right. I know it fills up the blood system in 24 hours. It's amazing. Just juice some beets and drink. All right. Last but not least in the quack report. Anybody here? Hey, Frank, have you heard of the term pycnogenol? I'll say it again. Pycnogenol. Ever hear of that? Okay. And do you know what it's in? Some people don't know what it is and where they can find it. Any idea? Where would you find pycnogenol? He's thinking. Think hard. he can't remember. Well, you can find it in grape seeds and also in a pine bark from a pine tree in France. Yep. It has been put into supplements. You can find them in the stores, and it's called pycnogenol. Has a lot of antioxidant action, makes people feel younger. All right, so pycnogenol actually has been a branded name now, but typically people find more of the tree bark, and I think it's a pine tree. Yeah, it's a pine tree from France, and it's 75% antioxidant. Alkaloids in this bark, and gets rid of the free radicals and lowers your metabolistic stress, your metabolic stress. And so they say there's like 400 clinical studies, scientific research papers on this tree bark or pycnogenol. They say it also helps prevent a lot of blood clotting if you have that, better than aspirin. If you can't get French pine tree bark, you might want to try hawthorn berries if you're worried about blood clots and blood pressure things and stuff like that. But I tried that way back in my 30s, and it worked for a little bit. After a couple of weeks, you don't get the lift that you once got from it. So you do hit the saturation point on your pycnogenol, and that wraps the quick report. Thanks, Ryan. Yeah, I know some people, experimented with street drugs. Miss Wendy, she experimented with pine bark. I know. I'm just one of them geeky guys. All right, we're going to talk about the doctor boycott. You know, when there is a middleman in transactions, it increases the cost. You got to admit, it does. And this is what really has happened with regard to insurance entering the healthcare market. Now, since the enactment of the HMO Act of 1973, which Frank brought to light, thank you, Frank, it gave insurance companies a lot of unprecedented jurisdiction over things like claims, rates, and then the Affordable Care Act of 2010 created really unaffordable premiums, basically. And it was because more Americans, they're not seeking, because of this, Americans aren't seeking medical care like they used to from their doctors. Let's find out what's going on. Now, in some cases, it's because, you know, there's a lot of out-of-pocket expense now, and it's doubled and tripled a lot of the premiums, too. So the Affordable Care Act made things not so affordable. Now, the benefits also shrunk on a lot of routine treatments under a lot of plans, like eye exams, dental cleanings, and so on. Some chiropractic just went poof, went away. You know, you don't have any of that benefit. So we're going to take a look at how the nation is faring with this healthcare change and what our options are. And this is basically a group of doctors at the University of Chicago. Actually, what they found out shocked them. Shocked them, I say. Yep. You know, no paddles and clear. It was just, you know, the old-fashioned shock of information in your face. So the University of Chicago West Health Institute did this survey on American healthcare, and the American Society also helped out to see how, you know, the aging population was doing. So that they started out looking at, you know, people over 55. And so what they found out, though, really shocked them, rocked them to their core. They discovered that a large segment of the U.S. population that did have health insurance still could not afford to seek medical treatment from their doctor. So if they are seeking a physician, get this, they seek them out at a free clinic. Yep, simply stated, healthcare costs are too high under the Affordable Care Act. So what this research has highlighted is how out of touch a lot of politicians are and physicians with how the average American's living. So a large segment of the American population have the equivalent of catastrophic health insurance, but they can't really utilize that for, you know, flu, sore throat, you know, needing a tetanus shot or whatever. Well, here is a quote from Dr. Zia Aga. He is the chief medical officer at West Health Institute. He says, "We were surprised by the magnitude of the findings. 80% of the people we surveyed had health insurance. So just having insurance does not make you immune to health care costs." Well, what were they thinking? Seriously. Now, I did speak to a lady last week who said that her children had to have their wisdom teeth removed when they were in high school. And the out-of-pocket cost from one child to the other was astonishing. So within a few years, the out-of-pocket expense went from $150 for one tooth to be pulled to $300. So the average extraction of one wisdom tooth now is about $900, of which the patient is paying 33.5% or $300, even with insurance. All right. So if you're on our newsletter list, by the way, if you got email, we have electronic newsletter delivered by email each week, and it's only delivered to your email address. So if you're on the list, you're going to see this really astonishing picture of a bunch of people in Grundy, Virginia. They're all lined up at this mobile free health clinic, you know, wrapped in blankets and coats and things like that because well, healthcare is not affordable anymore. Now, the American Society survey, University of Chicago West Health Institute, stated this: younger Americans were even more likely to go without health care due to the cost last year. Yeah? Younger Americans. That's right. Well, you know, people think, oh, well, they're under their parents' plan to 24, the age of 24. Isn't it 24, I think? Yeah. And or, you know, their employer's paying for it. So, you know, people think, you know, people have health care coverage at their disposal, but mm-mm. All right. You know, a lot of people are forced to skip health care. The young and the old in this survey were affected by the new health care climate that is expensive to use. Absolutely. So here is what the survey reported, kind of breaking it down in a nutshell a little bit. They said in the age group of 45 to 59. Yeah, Frank, I think you fall into that category. Da-da-da-da. I do, too. Okay, so in the age group of 45 to 59, 49% said they don't go to the doctor when they're sick or injured. 45% said they skip recommended tests and treatments. 43% said they did not see the dentist when they needed treatment. 40% said they skip routine physicals and other prevention-type care. 30% did not fill prescriptions or rationed their doses on their prescription because things are just really expensive. Right. Now, the age group of 60 and over, now this group was slightly less impacted because of Medicare, but 30% of those over 60 did not go to the dentist if they needed treatment. 27% skipped routine physicals and prevention care. And 25% did not fill prescription or ration their doses of prescriptions. 25% also skipped recommended tests and treatments. And 24% did not go to the doctor when they were sick or injured. Basically, you know, the out-of-pocket, and, you know, and if you, okay, I mean, how many of you out there have gone to the doctor when you felt lousy and you were sick, and then they just told you you have a virus, there's nothing we could do, go home and rest, drink plenty of fluids? So you just, you know, you dragged yourself down there, and then you paid your whatever the copay is, and if you didn't hit the deductible, man, I guess you paid for the entire $130, $45 visit to here, go home and rest, take an aspirin, call me in the morning. See? A lot of people, they don't have that money to waste. So if you're on the newsletter list, you'd also get this chart that the survey put together, and it kind of gives you the visual of who isn't covered and who is but can't afford it anyway. And, you know, there's no savings for emergencies. According to the survey, they also revealed that what the economic experts have been actually saying for years is that Americans are poorer now, and a majority no longer have a savings account, and they – majority don't have $500 in emergency funds. A majority don't have emergency funds. So if they don't have emergency funds, well, they're not going to, you know, go take, you know, the echocardiogram and the treadmill test and all the lab blood work tests just, you know, as a routine thing because they can't afford it. All right, here is a quote again from Dr. Aga, Chief Medical Officer at West Health Institute, who says, the younger generations have lower savings, less financial stability, and are more likely to be either not insured or underinsured. And as you get older, you understand the importance of healthcare more, and you are more likely to seek care. However, what we are seeing is this is not a young or an old person's problem, but it's spanning. It's spanning all ages, end of quote. So, yeah, it's called money. If you don't have money, it doesn't really matter what your age is, your ethnic group, or any of that stuff. Well, you know, Kaiser Permanente did a poll. You remember Kaiser, right? If you recall, it was Edgar Kaiser Permanente, who secured President Nixon's signature on the HMO Act. Yep. HMO Act. Yep, giving the insurance agencies the ability to deny more claims due to pre-existing conditions and, you know, tie a lot of their customers in up in endless appeals. Now, the Kaiser poll has kept its finger on the pulse of what Americans can afford or not afford in healthcare. And here's what they reported. And this is since 2015 to 2017. okay? This is the percentage of Americans not able to afford health care. They said in 2017, 37% could not afford insurance premiums, which was up 27% from 2015. They also said 43% could not afford deductibles, which was up 34% from 2015. And then 31% could not afford copays for office visits and medications, up 24% from 2015. I mean, you know, that kind of covers it right there, why people are boycotting the doctor. They just can't afford the doctor anymore. All right, now here's a quote from West Health Institute. It said, most Americans felt that they were not getting good value for their health care dollars, end of quote. Well, yeah, see, what happened is when in 2010, when the Affordable Care Act kicked in, and they took a PPO plan of 80-20, which was, you know, pretty affordable at, like, $225 a month, and they jacked it up, you know, to $450 a month, and it kept going up each year. And when they jacked up the price, they lowered all your benefits, too. I mean, your eye exam went away, your chiropractic visits went away, and you had to pay more when you went to the dentist. So, you know, they whittled it down to catastrophic care, and you were paying two and three times as much when, you know, you kind of got spoiled in that PPO, you know, 80-20. So get used to it. Disappointment is the attitude. All right, so everything included in the house, because the physicians involved, you know, in this survey, they say they're really concerned about Americans postponing treatment, especially for chronic diseases. They are more likely then to have things like strokes and heart attacks and kidney failure, especially if they have heart disease or diabetes. Well, it is true that not addressing health problems can be hazardous, but so is homelessness, okay? The Americans know that healthcare costs can mount up, and it could mean debt collectors foreclosing on their home. So Americans are putting off expensive healthcare. West Health Institute says this. The survey found that 53% experienced situations where their healthcare costs in the past year depleted their savings, maxed out their credit cards, and threatened the affordability of basic necessities because healthcare took all their money, end of quote. Something's wrong with this picture. Please, you know, somebody give me an amen out there. You know, basically we've got exploitation going on. You know, the healthcare system is exploitive. And the survey stated 54% of Americans found that, you know, the healthcare costs can be deceiving because after the Affordable Care Act, there were these large physician groups actually that, you know, when patients called to schedule an appointment, ask what the fees were, they weren't given any fees. Patients were told that the individual physicians dictate their fees. They didn't have any schedule of fees to tell the patients. You know, talk about making the patient an open checkbook. Who in the world would book an appointment after hearing that? So the West Health Institute survey really discovered that 54% of Americans were abused with medical bills for services they thought were covered by their insurance and involved higher fees. You know, talk about a shock in the mail. You know, well, I thought that was covered by my plan. And by the way, the cost of that procedure is more than I was told it was going to be. Here is another quote from Dr. Haga, Chief Medical Officer at West Health Institute, and he says, as a consumer, we have very little information about the cost of care. Exploitive healthcare practices is in part due to a lack of price transparency and a lack of healthcare competition, end of quote. Well, and you know, maybe we can kind of get a clue from what's going on across the pond, because the healthcare costs are kind of handled a little differently overseas. You know, some of them have the, you know, socialized healthcare. Like, for instance, in France, They say treatment fees have to be posted on the walls of the doctor's office. There's transparency then. Also, they said in Australia, patients receive binding estimates for elective surgery. Yeah, that's right. You know, well, I mean, if someone's going to give you an estimate, let's say they say, well, you know, we're going to fix your toe and it's going to cost you $375, roughly $375, right? And then you have the procedure and then the bill is maybe $875. And you ask, wait a minute, I was told this was $375. Oh, that can't be, you know, we give you estimates and it's an estimate. You know, but, you know, well, an estimate's supposed to be real close to the price, the real price. None of this double and triple stuff. But, you know, there's a lot of firms out there that will do that. They'll just, you know, well, we don't let anybody dictate our fees. That's a pretty common response that you get. All right, so, well, you know, really the ideal Americans, 60% of them overall, still believe that affordable care for everyone is a priority, and they expect Congress to secure that. Unfortunately, you don't get anything for nothing. You don't get something for nothing, and without old-fashioned competition, you won't get affordable care, but you will get regulated care, which costs more, a lot more. However, 64% of younger Americans, 18 to 29 years of age, they see the writing on the wall. And they disagree with the concept of government-secure health care. They already know Social Security will not be available to them, and that's government-run. Well, you can't argue with that one, you know. That's a pretty good argument. Well, you know, you're going to just have to do for yourself then, right? Congress is not going to get this right. It's too much control. They love this part. They're kind of high on the Affordable Care Act control thing. What more Americans really need to understand is that they have more power towards better health by just changing their diet and using medicinal herbs. So this is a countermeasure to disease and also the toxic side of modern healthcare. So, you know, God says herbs heal and they're here for our benefit, and he can't lie. And there are herbs for the heart system, the kidneys, the pancreas, the prostate, brain, nervous system, bones, you know, you name it. There's herbs for that. So we're encouraged by God in Scripture to use medicinal herbs and be well. Now, if you want more information or if you want to order some herbs that are plant, it's your plant-based health care is what it is. Call Apothecary Herbs. They'll be happy to send you a free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. The website is thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where healthcare options just became endless. Pick the power back. Yeah, put it in your hands. That's where it should be. Now, don't forget, they have an April sale, 20% off on orders of $50 or more. It's through the 9th, Monday the 9th, so don't delay. If you want to get some cleanses, flea and tick collars that are all natural for your pets, immune boosting, you name it, heart formulas, diabetic formulas, it's there. Get it at 20% off through the 9th. I know, I got to take a break, Frank. Frank's like weighing me down.
Out if they know that you're about, 'cause they couldn't match the glow of your eyes. And oh, who am I? Just an ordinary guy, trying hard to win me first prize.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk, we are going to be talking about how we can avoid overeating. If that tends to be a tendency, you know, and a lot of people think of this during the holidays, which, you know, people do. But, you know, year round, we can have a tendency to overeat. And, you know, this time of year, people trying to, you know, look good in the summer clothes, you know. So the effects of overeating on our health can be very mirrored in broad spectrum. You know, about 70% of Americans admit they overeat on a regular basis, not just at holiday time. So many things could be contributing to our habit of overeating. You may or you may not need to have a psychiatrist to, you know, sift through it all for you. But we're told that there could be as many as 44 diseases that are caused by simply overeating. So it can be a fairly simple adjustment to our lifestyle that can help tamp down the urge to overeat and reduce the disease risk. So when we make some changes, we can usually conquer some of these other health problems that, you know, kind of tagged along as we overate. So we're going to take a look at what could be the stimuli, what's the risk, and maybe the solutions to this problem that many doctors can't resolve. I know a lot of people go for the surgery, the stomach surgery, you know, can staple their stomach, make it smaller. I cringe at that stuff, you know. That is just, such risky things. It works for some, though. Nothing to help them. But, of course, they went by what medicine knew. They didn't look at other options. So when we overeat, we can make our bodies more vulnerable to health conditions. And some people, they don't connect the dots that this one habit, which can cause pretty much an avalanche of conditions such as, you know, blood pressure problems, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoarthritis, cardiovascular diseases, pulmonary problems, gallbladder disease, and cancer. So with these secondary conditions, there usually are additional system malfunctions that tag on, like kidney disease, vision problems, nerve damage, skin and digestive disorders. Well, you know, a lot of times people say, well, it's a compulsive thing, you know. Well, for many, overeating is compulsive, and they call it a compulsive disorder. It is the opposite of anorexia, but it can be linked to things like bulimia. You may consider yourself to be an overeater if you're consuming thousands of calories at one sitting consistently. And psychologists say that eating disorders are compulsive and often are used to cover up emotional distress. So in a majority of the cases where the overeating is due to emotional problems, these issues must be addressed in order to resolve the overeating. You see that on a lot of those makeover shows. Can't think of the one guy and his wife, but, you know, most of the people, they, you know, help them lose weight, and they have a makeover, and they have surgery to remove the extra skin and all that. I mean, because these are totally obese people, a lot of their eating habit problems started with an emotional distress thing, and they tend to get to that, which, you know, I have to applaud them, and that helps people cope afterwards. Now, psychologists state that overeating can be linked even with personality disorders like bipolar disorder. However, this is not to suggest that all overeaters are bipolar, you know, are mental or anything like that. It's just a habit, and it's a mechanism to cope, typically. Now, other reasons, however, sometimes, you know, we overeat because, you know, maybe we're stressed out, we're bored, or, you know, we're trying to quit smoking, right? Have you seen that? Oh, yeah, I've heard this from people all the time. Like, I've quit smoking, I've picked up 20 pounds. Yeah, it can happen. Sometimes people overeat because they're on medication, or, hey, they're smoking marijuana. A lot of times, you know, that makes you hungry. So other medical conditions that can prompt us to overeat are maybe there's a hypothalamus disorder, or maybe we got parasites like tapeworms, or maybe it's appetite stimulants that we're taking, as well as maybe we have a brain injury, encephalitis, or a brain tumor that can make you overeat. So it can be a lot of different things. Now, let's get to the medication. Sometimes medications have this side effect that make you overeat. Medications like antibiotics, antidepressants, cortisone, medical marijuana, pain drugs, steroids, they can make us eat too much. And also, you want to avoid the diet foods. A lot of artificial sweeteners, they promote cravings for sweet carbs. So, you know, like donuts. I mean, I'll have that diet soda, and by the way, a plethora of donuts. I'm not kidding. It'll just make you want to have something carby and sweet. That's right. All right, let's look at some easy access, because those that are struggling to contain the overeating, the temptation, wherever they go, you know, try not to be around. I know this is hard because it's just everywhere. Fast food, convenience stores, all those stores that supersize things, grocery centers that are often within a mile. You know, and now you got what? You go to get gas off the interstate and there's a McDonald's or Kentucky Fried Chicken right smack inside the gas station, right? You see that? You got to resist. And in most cases, overeaters seek out, you know, the comfort type foods. They're empty calories and lots of sugar. You know, the sugar gives them an energy, but then they lose it after a while. All right, so it's really poor food decisions that are driving this train really a lot of times, and we overeat because the body knows the difference between whole foods and empty calorie foods. The body knows the difference when it gets whole food nutrition and mineral content. And let me tell you, mineral content in food is huge. I know people think of protein, you know, and what protein's important. But minerals also are very important because they help you feel satisfied, and then you don't eat as much. So that's why it's important to go to the organic produce, the organic meats, the free-range chicken and eggs, you know, because it's got more mineral content, more protein, organic protein, antioxidants, omega-3s, and you feel more satisfied, and then you eat less volume. Okay, so a lot of people think, oh, I can't afford organic. Well, you don't need to buy so much. You'll be satisfied with organic apple and a slice of organic ancient grain toast. Yeah, you'll be amazed, you know, the nutrition in those two things. And it's time release. It'll take you all the way to lunch. Now, most unhealthy foods they upset your whole system. It causes a lot of distress metabolically. Most often after you eat the wrong foods, you're going to feel a little sleepy or sluggish, maybe even foggy-headed or bloated and gassy. This is an upsetment to the system. This is out of balance. So other symptoms can indicate that your body is in distress are you get maybe joint or bone pain. Right? Or overeaters often stress that, you know, they say their hips or their knees or their back hurt mostly, you know, a lot of people think it's due to the extra weight they're carrying on their skeletal system, but it also can be because they're eating the wrong foods. All right, so unhealthy food choices can leave us malnourished and cause another disease, secondary disease. So what science is really discovering is that in many instances there is this loss of magnesium through the urine, often found in type 1 diabetics, and it pushes up the leptin protein and the 167 amino acid, which, you know, could, you know, we're told that, you know, controls the lifestyle. It's going to be easier to control the lifestyle with adequate magnesium because it supports a lot of links between your brain chemistry, your hormone proteins, and so forth. So we're all connected, and there's this delicate chemistry. It's almost like a symphony. And somebody plays the wrong note or is off beat, it affects everybody, see? So it's really not a coincidence that the lack of magnesium is also involved in conditions for heart disease, diabetes, obesity, osteoporosis, reproductive disorders, immune system malfunction, you name it. So if you have high leptin levels and low magnesium, you may have these problems, including a lot of inflammation. And science thinks that, you know, there's a connection between magnesium and your hormone protein leptin. And they think it could be the linchpin for Syndrome X, you know, where you get a lot of weight around the middle. All right, so before you go around the house covering mirrors, often overlooked is, as a casualty to overeating is how it affects the self-esteem. The mental image that we have of our self changes when we gain a lot of weight and we don't like how we look. We don't like how we maneuver or walk even. It's different. When we get a different weight, a caliber of weight, it changes our gait, our walk, our maneuverability, and we just feel not ourselves. And it makes us feel self-conscious. It makes us feel uneasy, not as confident. And, you know, it can make us be more seclusive in our behavior. So this can have a lot of emotional impact. Well, according to Brown University, overeaters can have a lot of depression because of their lack of confidence and self-esteem. Anxiety can manifest itself. A lot of relationship of problems can develop, and correcting overeating issues really tends to resolve those problems. So everything seems to be linked and connected. So when we eat whole foods, like I was saying, we find that it is really easy and to quickly satisfy the system and then stop eating. So foods that are dense in nutrition with natural minerals, including your magnesium, your vitamins, your fiber, very satisfying, help you feel full and on less volume. And therefore, our organic fruits and vegetables and whole grains help everyone avoid overeating. You probably remember that expert, Susan Powder. Remember, she showed everyone how to stop overeating and shed massive unwanted pounds in the 80s. She was on a lot of TV shows like Our Magazine. She actually came out with tray after tray of all these fruits and vegetables and baked potatoes. And she said, you can eat that and you will lose weight because you're not eating empty calories. You're not eating a bunch of junk. And she was, displaying really the whole food, a whole food. And, you know, it's important that we get whole foods. Now, not one single prepackaged item or snack product was on her tray. And she was, you know, basically in direct conflict of, you know, what a lot of weight loss professionals were saying in a lot of their books. So, you know, and sometimes it's mental and sometimes it's mineral. You know, and she said that she gained a lot of weight when she got married and had children. And then one day she was just standing in line at the grocery store waiting to purchase her junk food. And it just happened to hit her. And she didn't have to, you know, starve like a rabbit eating just celery while she, you know, craved her cheese doodles. So the problem is not the volume of food. It's the quality and type of food we're eating. And Susan switched to whole foods. She lost the weight. The other thing that science also just recently mentioned in a research was the timing of when you eat. Okay, because when you sleep at night, you're in a fast mode, basically. You're fasting. And then when you get up, you have breakfast, and that's why we call it breakfast. It's breaking the fast. And they said in a 24-hour period, if you only eat 8 hours during that 24 period, and the other 16 hours you don't eat anything, the body will shed the extra weight it doesn't need, and it's very easy. So, you know, eat whole foods, eat you know, your organic grains, your ancient grains, your organic produce, free-range chickens, you know, grass-fed meat, you know, get basic and get common sense here, and just eat during an 8-hour span during the day. So your three meals need to fall within that 8 hours, okay? And then don't eat the rest of the time. And if you have a weight issue that, you know, you've been struggling, you lost some, but then you kind of plateaued, try that. Try that and see if the weight doesn't just kind of melt away. And a lot of people say it works. So now there are some herbs that can help you out, definitely give you some willpower, help you stop overeating. One of the herbs I like to use is gentian root. Gentian root is a digestive aid herb, but it also prevents overeating if you take it 30 minutes before you have a meal. So gentian root, actually, they make vermouth out of it. And if you recall, in the 40s and 50s, when people got together for dinner, they would have a cocktail a half hour before dinner was served, and it usually contained vermouth. And it just helped them digest the meal better, and it prevented overeating. Okay, but you don't have to have vermouth. You just need gentian root. Okay, so no need for a cocktail. You can just get some gentian root. Of course, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. It's in a liquid. You just throw it in a few ounces of water, and you're good. The other thing that I like to use is fennel seed. If you get a lot of bloating and gas going on, this is very helpful, and it works very quickly. Ginger root is really good, of course, for nausea, preventing that. And peppermint is excellent for stomach ache. Okay. People think of the after dinner mint. It's a digestive aid. That's how it got started. They had peppermint as garnish on plates and you were supposed to eat it. Same thing with parsley. Parsley, is a digestive aid and it also cleanses your breath, you know. Now, if you have a lot of anxiety, about this whole thing and you're stressing out, a little valerian root in a liquid form goes a long way. Now, if you've tried it in a capsule or powdered form in a pill or capsule, then and it didn't work for you, try it in a liquid because you didn't get enough in the capsule or powdered form. There's just so much they can fit in that, and it has a bunch of fillers with it. So try it in the aged concentrate, the liquid, and you'll be amazed how it takes the edge, the stress off the nervous system. Now, I also want to make sure, you know, you're getting a lot of minerals, electrolytes in the system, and we like to use organic sun-dried salt for that. A lot of times the sun-dried salt will improve the hydrochloric acid in your system, again, a digestive aid. So it doesn't promote hypertension, but it does contain the minerals that processed salt doesn't. So sun-dried salt isn't going to be stark white like processed salt, so it's going to be a little off-white or gray, and it just is it's a big difference in the salt. Processed and unprocessed salts are very different. So the whole salt that's not processed to death is going to be healthier. And when I learned about salt 25, 30 years ago, I was amazed. Yeah, our system, our chemistry is based on a balance of fluids, and water and salt are counter-regulatory. So if you don't have salts in your system, you're in trouble. And medicine knows if you don't have salts, your cells explode. That's why the saline drip when you go to the hospital. So get some whole food salt, better than the processed stuff, and it has nutrition still in it the body needs. So there's lots you can do. There's a digestive section on thepowerherbs.com. You click there and find all these herbs we just talked about. The salt's on there as well. Go to the anxiety, panic attack, depression tab for the valerian root. So you have tools. You have options. You have a way out of this cycle that you're stuck in. And you know, just it's food choices. You have control. You have this power. You do not need psychotropic drugs if you're overweight and you want to stop compulsive eating. You know, God's herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. From Genesis to Revelation, we hear that. Psalms 104:14 and Genesis 1:29-30. You can read all about it. All right, I got a few minutes. Oh, by the way, if you're on the powerherbs.com website, do sign up for the free newsletters. They are amazing, going to empower you with information. You can share it with family and friends because it's sharing the power. It's sharing the love. Just pass it on over. And people be amazed, you know? And I've heard it over and over and over again, you know, how herbs help save their lives. Yeah. Well, God did that. All right. You know, there's a different philosophy between, you know, the natural way to health and the modern medicine way of health. You know, the thought that herbs are a replacement for pharmaceutical drugs really is a matter of opinion, what you believe in. Right. So natural healing and modern medicine really have different viewpoints of the human body. Is the human body intelligent and can it defend against unwanted disease, you know, to regenerate and heal itself? Well, healthcare, modern medicine says no, not so much. Modern medicine believes the human body is pretty stupid, like dumb animals, sheep. Sheep need to be led. They need to be watched over. They need to be protected to stay healthy. And so modern medicine doesn't believe the human body really can kill tumors. It can't deal with cancer. It's kind of helpless against a lot of diseases. Well, the medical approach is opposite of what natural defenses of the human body has and uses, you know, instead modern medicine gives it poisonous chemicals, radiation, and, you know, evasive surgery. So can the human body regenerate lost tissue, let's say, like in a damaged hip? Have you ever wondered about that? Well, medicine doesn't think so, but the remedy then would be replacing the hip with an artificial one. So modern medicine has a lot of incurable diseases then, doesn't it? Yep. So before telescopes were invented, well, we thought the planet system of the universe existed with just Earth. The telescope lens broadened our visual awareness when we finally had it. And so could it be that modern medicine really has a blind spot? Yeah, well, could it be that our genetic code, there is a safety net keeping us healthy, but as soon as we violate the code, we tend to get sick? And you're probably saying, well, what code are you talking about? Well, the common sense code that God gave us in Scripture. So when we take what is natural and adulterate it, and we're going to expect problems. Yeah. So medical technology is not a substitute for health guidelines that our Creator gave us. So free health care for all is really not the answer. Teaching the masses how powerful they are healing their own bodies with the proper lifestyle and medicinal herbs, that's what we need. But, of course, that doesn't make anybody any money, see, especially healthcare people. So God must be kind of laughing at the scientific advancements and calling it medicine, because his ways tend to be not man's ways. So if modern medicine was so perfect, it wouldn't have to attack natural healing, calling it primitive and useless. I think scientific healthcare has its place. I think trauma care, anatomy, that stuff. But when it comes to a lot of toxic drugs and surgery and radiation and chemotherapy, all this, I mean, nuclear medicine. I mean, they don't want you to go visit Fukushima, but, you know, just check into the hospital in the nuclear medicine wing. Seriously. All right, so the whole premise of drugs, you know, I don't know how many times I've heard, especially nurses, when they find out they're on rat poison for blood thinning. I mean, nurses in healthcare had no idea the Warfarin or Coumadin they're taking is really rat poison. It's in a lesser dose. It thins the blood, but it's still rat poison. See? You know? Now, the physician's desk reference has over 3,000 pages. And it lists various diseases like cancer and heart disease and liver disease and all the drugs they say that should be used for them. But what do we get when we change that genetic code God gave us? We get mutated genes. We get a secondary type of cancer. We get secondary diseases called side effects. We get our hands full, don't we? So when you isolate, you fragment, you reinvent, you process things to death, you're gonna get new disease. You're gonna invent something, all right. It's gonna be more life threatening. So, prescription drugs may temporarily fix your sick liver, but it will wreck your digestive tract. So you see, watch what you wish for. It's a double edged sword. So now's the time to get proactive. Get your feet wet, get confident, get strong. You're going to need to be strong. Yep. Ask the Lord to strengthen you. Remember, he says if you want to be well when you're sick, remember the poor. Be kind to the poor, right? Yep, and he'll protect you from your enemies. Don't forget. I know I'm out of time, just about out of time. But, hey, don't forget, Apothecary Herbs has 20% off orders of $50 or more through Monday the 9th. So take advantage of that. It's store-wide on the website at thepowerherbs.com, or if you want to call in your order and say, I want the discount, it's yours. 866-229-3663. That's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. I know I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.